Stress reduction, or even better, stress avoidance, is what I've been up to this afternoon. I've just taken a park and ride bus in Cork from a place called something like Black Ash Centre, which is quite at the Kinsale roundabout, quite near Curious Wines, where I parked my car. And I've come into town, and my first reaction is that it whizzed in, and I barely got into the centre of Cork City, by the time I'd sent no more than about 10 or 12 tweets. So, I mean, it was really, really quick. So, here I am. I've got out. There are puddles all over the ground. It's water. It's raining, and it's not that heavy, thank goodness. Otherwise, the cracked screen of my iPhone would be a hazard. But I'm about to enter the wonderful Emporium of Oliver, Plunkett Street, and go in search of the Christmas present for that very special person. So, anyway, you never know what might happen on this journey, so I'm going to kind of turn on and off the audioboo as I'm walking along the street. I was told that there was no point in bringing the car into town, that I'd have hard work, but it certainly is a lot to be said for that park and ride experience. Okay, so here we go. I'll be back to you if anything happens, like if I get mugged or run into somebody that I know. I mean, Cork has got, what is it, about 120,000 people? I mean, it's not that big, really, but this is a kind of a big village, really. So I'm passing, for those of you who know it, the Opus 2 music shop, which sells a large variety of ukuleles and guitars, and I'm not really into ukuleles and guitars. And Market Lane is on the opposite side of it, and then there's that wonderful coffee place called Italie, and in fact it's more than coffee. It's a very good place for getting Italian food. Brennan's Cook Shop, and I'm not going to give you a list. I'm going to just, hopefully, something dramatic will happen, and I'll be back to you. This should tickle those of you living in North America. I'm standing outside a shop called Little Green. Sanderson is the subtitle. And it's called Paint and Paper 1773. Now, it's very hard for me to believe that there actually was a shop on this site in 1773. But there's a notice above the door, and it's right next to a place called Hickey's Cafe. So that's the kind of place Cork is. Higgledy-piggledy, really. All sorts of shops jumbled up together on narrow streets. Although this is a narrow street, but it's a straight street. Well, welcome to one of my favourite spots in Cork, I have to admit. It's called Nash 19, and it's on Princess Street. Okay, they're only naming streets, but if I tell you that they do stunning food, and I've ordered a mince pie with cream, and I've got a cup of tea here in front of me, and I don't even know what kind of tea it is. I can tell you that the cups are made in Italy, so I've got Italian cups, white. And I'm sitting here with a copy of the Impact Equation in front of me. I'm having a rest and celebration, because since I spoke to you last, I managed to get my wife's Christmas present, which I better not say anything about. But anyway, in addition to that, I had an extraordinary little adventure, which all happened while I thought the iPhone had no charge on it whatsoever. I found the hat shop in Cork, the shop for hats. And I went into the shop because I have an impulse to buy a hat, but no pressure to do it. And I tried on a hat that made me look the image of, oh, wonderful, wonderful, great. Oh, this is covered in cream. Fantastic.
Is that okay?
That's perfect. They're so nice in this shop. They're so nice in this place. You know, I came in here first when my daughter was, I was going to say 9 inches long. She was really, really tiny. And we had a stocke. One of these, those of you who are into pushchairs for children will know what I mean. STOKKE, I think it is. And quite a remarkable looking thing. And they helped us to squeeze into a very crowded place on a Saturday morning. And I've never looked back ever since that first day. I suppose the stocke stroller, as it was called, made us memorable. They'd never seen one like it, and indeed, there are precious few of them in Cork. So it was memorable, really, and you'd notice one if you saw one. But it meant that every time I subsequently came back, they always remembered me as Paul, and it's just wonderful to be addressed and recognized and stuff like that. And because we had a very young child, we were kind of whisked past all the queue and taken down to a seat down the back and, you know, given a seat, and then people would come and bring us the food. So instead of queuing up with everybody else, I mean, it's quite special, really. So I'm here with them. Okay, I might as well admit I've got the impact equation by Chris Brogan and Julian Smith in front of me. I'm going to read a tiny bit more of it. But I really am very pleased with how the day has gone. So this is a little reward. So listen to Nash 19. It's not very crowded now, by the way, if you're... This will take too long to upload, but they do have Wi-Fi and I'm logged on. Oh yeah, I was going to say about the hat shop. A company called Cronin's, been around since 1951 in Cork. But I met the main lady, and she told me a lot about the business. And the point is that I tried on a hat that made me look like, you know the hat that McColgan wears? But it's an identical hat, I realize. First of all, I thought it was a Sherlock Holmes hat. It wasn't really. It didn't make me look like Sherlock Holmes, so I gave up on it. Decided that I didn't really want to look like McColgan's brother. So I'd leave McColgan have the brand identifier with that hat. And I'd carry on. So here we are. I'm about to tuck into a mince pie. Money out of Ulster Bank, out of a cash point machine. The guy got a woman beside him, got Leadership for Life, Albert Schweitzer on the back of her purple top. The sound of a man walking back from an afternoon shopping in city centre. Man who stopped off and had a mince pie, probably too long, got too relaxed, now feels like going to sleep. I've had a good afternoon, been kind of balanced really, and I've just had the very good fortune, just had the good fortune of finding a pair of gloves that you can use while it's raining to continue to deal with a touchscreen for the princely sum of 19 euros. Very special present for one of my brothers-in-law. Very special present for one of my brothers-in-law. Interestingly enough, a pair of gloves by North Face were 49 euros, and I was reluctant to spend 49 euros on a pair of gloves that I didn't think were really proven. Anyway, it's too much to spend. So I'm walking back. Oh my goodness, I'm walking in the middle of the road. I should be a bit more careful now, Paul. Some of these drivers might be having pre-Christmas experience. And I'm going back now to get into the park and ride and go back and get my car and go home. And I do hope that the park and ride is still running. I just realised that I haven't actually checked what time the park and ride runs. Yeah, it's damp and wet and been a good afternoon. I hope you've had a good afternoon, the Saturday before Christmas. It's Yeah. Just having a moment of mindfulness. Time out from audio. Looking for the bus. This is where I need to find out. Excuse me, is this where you get the park and ride?
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Oh, there's a big queue, isn't there?
It is, yeah.
There's more than one bus load, is there?
Yeah,
you would hope.
You hope?
You would hope.
No, I hope. There's two buses. They're coming and going. So.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Not at the same time, though.
There hasn't been one for a while.
I've no idea.
Either that or we're all giving up at the same time. Good. Well, there we are. We're all waiting for the park and ride. Reminds me of life in London in the old days when, you know the story about buses that they, none comes for ages and then three of them come together. Is that a bus? That's the park and ride bus, great, across the other side of the road, passing Cork City Hall. Going to swing right over this bridge and come park here, and it's a full double-decker bus from a company called Bus Aaron, and it's number, is it my lucky number? Number 111, park and ride. Here it comes. Looks like a Scania to me, those of you who are into buses. Let me see, is it a Scania? Suspiciously like a Scania. I used to know my buses once. God, who made that bus? But I can't. Scania or Swedish company? When I started on the buses in London, they were all made by British Leyland. Route Masters, RMs. In fact, before the RM was the RT. Oh, well, excuse me now. I don't imagine any of you are really... you might be train spotters. Any train spotters out there? Any bus spotters? Any people who collect bus tickets? Isn't it amazing what humans will do? Anyway, here we are. We hopefully will all get on, but it'll be standing room. Well, some people got left behind. Yeah, there. There'll be about 8 seats left on the bus. Pity. Quite tricky for a bus driver to judge, of course. But glad I got on. Okay, all the best from Cork.